Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Here's the news in 60 seconds from YumaDailyNews.com. Governor Ducey has signed a bill that says Arizona students will graduate from high school with an education on the history of communism. Representative Nguyen says how he wants students to graduate with appreciation for what it means to be an American. Read more about the bill on the website. The Padres end their series against the Diamondbacks in a few hours. The first pitch is today at 1:10. After that, the Padres will start a four-day series against Philadelphia. Get the latest Padres news on the website and listen to the game later today live on our talk station, AM 560 KBLU. Police in Arizona have been looking for a woman they say attacked a fast food worker. Officials say the woman got upset because her fries were cold and her nuggets were not spicy. I guess she didn't get it her way. Read where she got her food from, YumaDailyNews.com. Unemployment in Arizona has been rising to just over 3%. That's up from last month. The state is doing slightly better than the national average, which is over 4%. Read more about the unemployment rates, YumaDailyNews.com. For the latest local and state stories, go to YumaDailyNews.com. I'm Kendra White.
Our border is under attack. Criminals, drug cartels, and human trafficking. Biden's border crisis has become Arizona's crisis. The police are Arizona's only line of defense. They've got our backs every time. And when it comes to electing Arizona's next top cop, they're taking a stand. Law enforcement groups across the state have endorsed Rodney Glassman for Attorney General because Rodney has their backs, saying Glassman will keep our citizens safe, uphold the rights of police officers, and that Rodney's committed to the rule of law. Glassman is an Air Force JAG prosecutor and a Trump conservative who will secure our border and get illegal drugs off our streets. He is the only candidate endorsed by law enforcement across Arizona because he'll stand with them every time. Rodney Glassman has earned their support, and he deserves our vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Attorney General, authorized by Rodney Glassman.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Chamber Chatter, only the good stuff from the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and we are so glad we have Russ Clark back in the studio. Good morning, Russ.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, we missed you.
Man, you're now my favorite.
Okay. I thought it was your favorite before.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I thought. And so, except that, I know who your favorite is. There's a little four-year-old that's...
five now. She
she's turned five.
Just had a birthday over at the trampoline place.
Oh, yeah. That place is so fun.
That's where birthdays happen. At five.
Yeah. Especially at five. A lot of energy, because she does have a lot of energy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But we are glad to have you back.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, this morning we are going to be talking with Edgar Gaudibai with Gaudibai Financial, who they a mortgage brokerage, and they actually have a location in Yuma, and they just opened a brand new location in San Luis. So good morning, Edgar.
Hey, good morning. Thank you guys for having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure having you in, and we talked quite a bit before we got on air, and I'm so glad that you came in, because as we talked before we got on air, people, the mortgage process is scary for most people because they don't understand it. Russ, you're giving me a look.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I'm helping to sell a house right now. I haven't even got to the mortgage program, and it wears people out.
Yeah, but Edgar's here to help you with that.
Yeah.
So Edgar, kind of tell us what's going on with in the mortgage industry right now.
So the way it calls is change. Mm-hmm. You know, it's change, and it's COVID is over in the mortgage industry, and it's all the COVID incentives and all the mortgage-backed securities that were being sold with whatever was happening in the back end is gone. So, if you look at pre-COVID rates, we're back to where they were at. So it's kind of that little break that we got from interest rates and all the relief packages and such. I mean, they're gone. It's just back to normal.
Okay.
You know, and a lot of people in the industry, unfortunately, are like instilling this fear of like, hey, you know, like rates are going up, and you know, that's kind of pushing people back to buy. And you know, not everything is a rate, like we talked about a little bit before this. You know, there's more to it than like appreciation, and that's what we're here to for. We're here for to educate people that, you know, yeah, the rate is part of it, but You know, if you don't even own a house, you know, if you're renting, and you know, like, why do rates matter at that point, you know?
Right. So. Are you seeing a lot of people kind of afraid of the, because, you know, of course, the interest rate hikes are hitting the news everywhere.
Of course.
Are you seeing a lot of people afraid to buy right now simply because the rates keep going up?
Yeah, that's one of the things we've seen is rates, you know, because of that, they kind of stopped, but then they call us and ask questions. Mm-hmm. And us as professionals, that's what we should be showing them, numbers, right? Mm-hmm. Math doesn't lie.
Right.
So we show them that.
I don't know, you haven't seen me do math.
So, like, for example, you know, a 1% hike between, which is kind of what happened, on a $200,000 loan is, you know, $2,000 a year, which divided by 12, it's $100-some or whatever, not even $200 a month. Well, rents increase even more than that, you know?
Yes, rents have gone skyrocketed, yeah. As we know.
Yeah, so it used to be about $1 a square foot. Now it's $1.25. That's a 25% increase.
Mm-hmm.
So so that's kind of what we try to educate people on, you know, it's not everything's about that. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look at affordability, which mm-hmm. is way different than the 08 crash. You know,
right.
Now banks are more strict on who they lend to.
Mm-hmm.
The underwriting system is automated, so you know, it reads your credit profile, it reads your debt to income. They mm-hmm. verify your income, and they'll,
yeah, I remember those days,
that twice. One of the good things that came out of the COVID, if you know, if anything, right, was the verifications of employment. So now the banks will verify that you're still employed at the time of closing.
Right. Okay.
And they will continue to verify after sometimes, and they pick and choose because the government's monitoring that.
Mm-hmm.
And once they sell the loan to Fannie or Freddie, which is, or Ginny in the secondary, then what will happen is they'll verify, hey, you're selling us this loan. Now, did you do your due diligence?
Right.
And if not, the bank has to buy it back, or they won't buy the loan. So it's, in my opinion, it's more on affordability. Like, say if your income is $3,000 a month, the maximum you can exceed is, you know, or you can't exceed 50% of your monthly income for debts, including your mortgage.
Okay.
So now it's more affordability, and that's mm-hmm. what. We talk about, we tell our clients, hey, look, we recommend between 30 to 35% maximum just for housing.
Right.
And then we crunch numbers for them and like, hey, this makes sense. And they're like, yeah, it does. So you can always refinance later, right? You can't refinance if you don't have a house. So
that's well, a rule.
That is a rule.
It's in there.
I like that. That does make it difficult. Yeah. It does. So it sounds like, I mean, because I remember a time, you know, because that's the other thing. I, you know, bought my last house in 2005. And so a lot of things I'm sure have changed in the 17 years since 2005. And to me, one of the things that sounds like has changed is the debt to income ratios.
Yep. So conventional loans, I'll walk you through what I call the four core loans, right?
Okay.
You have conventional loans, which mm-hmm. conventional has its own sub platform. So it's Fannie and Freddie, which is the secondary buyers. Fannie is more rental friendly. Freddie is more people friendly, you know, I guess you could say. But the DTI of that is maximum of,
okay, DTI, yeah,
debt to income ratios. Debt to income ratios. How much you owe in debts compared to how much you mm-hmm. you make a month.
Mm-hmm.
That is maximum of 50%.
Okay.
So if you're above a 45%, the banks will require, if you have a lower credit score on these conventional loans, sometimes they'll require 6 months reserves, 3 months reserves.
Got it.
So it'll read your profile with these compensating factors, which can be, if you've been at the same job for 20 years, they may say, hey, it's a stable job.
Right.
You know, we don't need reserves. If you've been jumping from job to job in the last 2 years, then they may say, hey, wait a minute, let's, y'all approve you, but give me 3 months of reserves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, so that's the conventional loan. FHA loan, they're meant for clients that are, you know, lower credit profile, down to 500 credit score. And they'll allow 47% of your debt to go to just housing. and they'll allow you to go 57% on the.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. So we try to you know, make sure that these people can actually afford. So
right.
When you're at the 57 mark, that's when they throw more like reserves. Like you gotta have a higher credit score, and typically they won't deny you or they won't approve you. Then you have your USDA loan, which is what we deal with a lot in, you know, rural areas such as San Luis, Somerton. In the Phoenix area, we have, you know, like Eloy, Florence, all those areas. There's zero down programs, and those programs are actually they're backed up by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. So they typically want to see between 33% of your income going towards housing and then a maximum of like 43% on the back. So those are very they're very strict when it comes to those USDA loans. And then the last one is the four I talk about is VA. Mm-hmm. So VA loans are they're depending on the whole scenario. So I've seen VA loans at like 67%, 80% DTI.
Wow.
But again, they're backed up by, you know, by the Department of VA or something. So again, DTI goes into play a little bit. So,
well, perfect. With that, we have to take our first break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
Cloudy start here to our Wednesday. Taking a look at radar, there is a couple of showers out and about this morning, even a rumble of thunder. But as we head through the morning, clouds break up, sunshine mixes in. 104 this afternoon, 83 tonight, hotter through the end of the week. Mix of clouds and sunshine Thursday, Friday, a bit breezy at times through the afternoon. Highs both days, 105 to 110. Our weekend, sunny, breezy, and hot. 105 to 110 on Saturday, 100 to 105 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone at the Weather Channel.
When making important life decisions about your financial future or insurance needs, it's important to work with people you trust. That's why at Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't rely on algorithms, bots, or auto-generated answers. We get to know you so we can help you get the right coverage and make smart financial decisions. We're the people who provide insurance and financial planning all in one place. Find a Farm Bureau agent or advisor at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. If you ever get annoyed, look at me, I'm
self-employed. I love to work at nothing all day. And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, we have Russ Clark in the studio. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we are talking mortgages this morning with Edgar Gaudibai with Gaudibai Financial. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. So how did you get started in this?
So kind of long story.
Well, we got time.
Only, I would say we
have a break, got, right?
Yeah. We got time.
Okay.
So I left Yuma in 08, graduated high school, and went to ASU. Decided to, you know.
What school?
Arizona State University.
No. What school did you graduate?
Oh, Cibola.
Cibola. Okay. Yeah, Cibola. You couldn't get into one of the bigger ones?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead. Then I was too smart for them.
<All right>. Oh dear, we're gonna have all sorts of comments now.
So no, we you know, I graduated and went there. I thought I was gonna be an architect and didn't like it. So for a semester, I found this program called Housing and Urban Development, taught real estate, finance. I mean, you name it, the intro to everything. And I met when the crash happened. So a lot of the professors that were developers went to teach at ASU. Okay. And that's where I met some people that, you know, I'm not sure if you've heard Verado. Mm-hmm. Verado out in
oh, I know. Yeah. Exactly where Verado. Yeah. Is so, we golfed there quite a bit. Perfect. Actually, well, we lived there.
Yeah. Yeah, one of my professors was actually the one that developed that master plan. Okay. Community. Okay. CZ Ranch. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Upon graduating from ASU, I needed a real estate class, and I took, you know, I bought my first home around the time. And I'm like, hey, this is cool. You know, I want to become a realtor. And I graduated, went into, I took a real estate class, you know, got my real estate license at the same time I graduated with my bachelor's. Mm-hmm. And then I went into the industry of construction. I went into construction management. Uh-huh. So after the construction management, we started doing flips. So me and my dad, and we started flipping homes. And then I would sell them. And then all of a sudden my goal was to become just an agent. Mm-hmm. Well, I did real estate. You know, I was laid off from my job. I was a junior guy. We didn't get a project down in like Israel. And, you know, Destiny said, hey, here you go. Mm-hmm. We ended up closing my first two transactions and started flipping homes. We flipped over like 20 homes around the time, of which we've kept some. And then I met this a broker. I didn't know a broker world existed, right? Mm-hmm. So in 2015, I started, you know, talking to this guy. I mean, the clients I was sending him were coming back, you know, 2-3 days back. Like, we would get under contract, it was 2-3 days. Hey, we're almost done with the loan. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. And that's how I started doing that. So in 2017, when my first daughter was born, I decided, hey, I kind of like this more than real estate. I, you know, it's more of a challenge. Mm-hmm. And it's more satisfying, in my opinion. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, hey, you know, you have this person that doesn't know if they qualify or not, and then they right. walk out pre-qualified. So, and then, you know, 30 days later or whatever, you give them they get their key. So that's how I started in the mortgage, and then and jumped around like two mortgage companies, two mortgage brokerages, and then I took what I liked about them and left what I didn't like about them. And I work with one of the biggest brokerages in the U.S. And they were awesome. It's just I'm an entrepreneur and mm-hmm. decided to, you know, hey, why not have Garibay Financial? So here we are.
So explain a little bit. Mm-hmm. We talked about this because I'm discovering that people don't know the difference between what a mortgage broker does. Yeah. I mean, they know how to get about mortgages, but they don't understand the difference between, like we talked about, brokers and what you call retail. So, yep.
So what we call retail and wholesale, right? Mm-hmm. So we're considered wholesale. Retail, they have one investor that buys their loans, and that's it. So you have to fit this box, right? Mm-hmm. You have to. Most retails, they want 600, 620 credit score, and then they have overlays. They have one bank. That's the rate that buys it. That's it. There's no thinking outside. If you don't fit that box, you can't buy a house. Brokers, I have over 15 banks that we wholesale to.
Okay.
Brokers, you come to us. Hey, I think this bank is going to be a better fit for you. So we work around the best fit for the client. Not only that, also I call it the five people, right? On the retail, you have to feed five people, essentially, right? You have to feed the CEO, you have to feed the company, you have to feed, you know, the VP of the Southwestern, whatever okay, it is, yeah. The loan officer, and then the actual branch. So, you know, think about it. You're paying 4 to 5 points on the back end. With brokers, it's just you got to pay basically the bank pays us. Mm-hmm. The client doesn't pay us, the bank pays us. Mm-hmm. And then, and that's it. Like, there's just us and the bank. And that's mm-hmm. it. So our compensation level, like I was mentioning to you, is low enough that it's lower than normal, just because we have more volume and mm-hmm. we get better pricing as well with our side. So mm-hmm. the other thing is, on the retail side, there's certain banks that have these overlays, and for us, we have a couple banks that in an FHA loan, which is those loans under 600 credit mm-hmm. score. The FHA handbook, I remember the last time I saw, I think it's 500, 520 credit score. So we can do those loans. Mm-hmm. And the FHA handbook says you can do them. And like these banks, for whatever reason, they don't want to risk it, right? So right. we have banks that's their specialty.
Okay.
Now with a broker as well, we have...
I had no idea that you could buy a house with like a 500 yeah, to 520 credit score. There's compensating
factors.
Okay, though. I was okay. going to say, because that's just, that's amazing yeah. to me.
I mean, you know, maybe they went through a recent, you know, challenge, especially now with, you
okay,
know,
with COVID.
COVID, mm-hmm. You were going to see a lot of more medical collections.
Okay.
And all that. And there's something going on July 1st. Once that comes out, you know, maybe it's something you guys will share. But I believe there's a certain threshold that on the medical bills, they won't come up on your credit report because of that.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that that's something that's coming out yeah. soon, is that they're going to max out the amount of medical debt that yep. can be, yep. That can yeah. be shown. You still owe it.
Yeah, you still owe it, just it won't be on your credit report.
Right, exactly.
So that's one of the things. And then the I think the biggest thing, and as a real estate agent and as a buyer, you want to see is we have upfront underwriting where we get the client. My processors and my loan officers have 48 hours to submit that loan to the bank. Like we don't mess around with waiting on this, waiting on that. No, submit the loan and then we'll let the realtor do their inspections and stuff. That way we know if something came up that mm-hmm. we didn't catch or the buyer didn't disclose, we already have that.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have that already. Like our average turn time, I was telling you, our average clear to close time is 11 days.
Wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Russ is giving me a look because I looked over at you.
That sounds so fast.
Yeah, we've
partnered with one of the biggest wholesale banks in the nation, and they have a team of 10,000 people backing us up.
We say clear to close. Clear means everything, all the paperwork's done, completed.
Docs at title. Yes.
Okay, so yeah, done. 11 days from there, but not 11 days from when you say I want a loan. That's going to take months.
Yeah, that takes a little time.
That's really up to the client when they find a house.
Yeah.
Quickly they get the paperwork in.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a lot of paper, unfortunately.
There's not a lot of paper, though, anymore, is there?
No, so one of our biggest wholesale banks is technology-based. They sell technology. I mean, they implement technology. I was talking earlier, and there's been times where all I've collected is a driver's license. That's it. Because we have a technology there where we can send you a link, a secure link, obviously. You type in your banking information, pulls in your bank statements. Then you have another system that pulls through all your employment history.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll do a verification of employment right on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know how much money you make. We won't need to pay stubs, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other thing is your underwriting. Like, it's all electronic signatures. I mean, everything's done online now. The only really thing that needs to be signed is in paper is the closing documents. That's it, because we need a copy of that. And there's even e-notaries now. So you can mm-hmm. sign everything literally like with the camera and stuff. So it's really painless. Like,
no such thing. No, that's awesome. If it's gone to that, I guess I'm unaware of.
Well, it's been so long since I've bought a house. I was just kind of like, I wasn't even aware of.
Yeah, there's still a lot. Closing takes a long time because I know you don't. Title company does that. I know, but
with title reports. We're selective of who we partner with on those, uh-huh. and mm-hmm. we get title reports done in 2-3 days. It's
okay. No, I mean when you actually sit down and sign. There's a lot of, do you want? There's so many government regulations on things they have to tell you.
Yeah. There's you re-sign your application and mm-hmm. that. So this whole big wholesale bank that we work with quite a bit, their thing is all about they do a lot of their initial disclosures up front.
It's kind of scary though, Edgar, because you go in and give them your driver's license, say we don't need anything else. We know everything about you. And I guess that's the current technology.
Well, you start to get. I'm starting to get used to it. For example, when we were filling out the FAFSA for financial aid for college. Yep. You actually log into the IRS website and they pull all your tax returns straight from the IRS. You don't send anything in anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's simple.
I mean, Russ, your phone's on, so.
I need one of them Faraday bags.
There we go. So, Edgar, I have a question about are you seeing a lot of effect of student loans affecting how people qualify?
So student loans, we are seeing them. They've moved stuff around on the legislation quite a bit, so it allows us to exclude a lot of the debt.
Oh, really?
So, we only take a percentage of that. If you don't have a current, we take the if you don't have a current payment plan with the current on your current mortgage loan or your student loans,
right?
Then we take 1% or 0.5% of the payment as a payment, a monthly payment. So if you have $1,000, we'll take I think it's $5 or something like that. Of it's 1% divided by 2, so.
So, because one of the things that I've heard a lot of people is not necessarily complain about, but talk about is how the amount of student loan debt is preventing people from buying houses. And you're
really?
Not, yeah. You're like really, and you're not seeing that?
No, because they recently changed what we need to calculate.
Right, okay.
And what I tell people is to consolidate into one account, because you see a lot of young people that took 10 loans at $1,000, you know, mm-hmm. or whatever it is, instead of, hey, put it in one, do your, you know, it's going to be a lower payment, and then you'll pay it faster, because if you're paying $5 here, 10 mm-hmm. bucks there, well, it adds up, right? Like, and then right. you're never going to pay them. So we always tell them, we advise them to consolidate,
okay,
and possibly consolidate. And then what I am seeing is a lot of them being forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
That's I mean, that's another
that's
topic,
happening a lot right now. Yes,
but it's happening a lot right now, and we typically just need letters stating, you know, like, hey, there's a payment plan, or hey, it's forgiven. There was a lot of forbearance stuff happening where,
yep.
hey, there's no payment, but we still have to account for that,
right?
And that's why I think, you know, this downturn is level. It's a level off. It's not a crash, I guess, like what people are saying, because the bank and the federal government are considering all these external factors that back in the day they didn't.
Right.
You know, they mm-hmm. weren't taking into consideration. They weren't verifying things, and this is way different now.
Yeah. I was in the real estate industry yeah. back in 2007, 2008. So I remember.
Yeah.
I remember it was, I remember the bubble, and yeah. I really remember the crash. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah, with a big short movie and stuff, you know.
I watch do. That, so. I do. And for good or for bad, you know, I was running a national real estate organization. Mm-hmm. And so I was in D.C. In a lot of the meetings when the CFPB was being created. Wow. So
we love the CFPB.
Do you love it? I'm like, so pretty familiar with the CFPB. Mm-hmm. And it's changed a lot since then. But it's still, I remember
I think, you know, we all have our sayings about it, but in reality, that it's meant for the consumer, you know.
It is.
There's certain mm-hmm. things that I think could be done a little differently,
mm-hmm.
but we deal with it, and we got to remember that's for the consumer.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's who we need to protect, and that's who the agents also need to protect.
Exactly. And so with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
After 43 years, 24 Karat Jewelers is closing its doors. Their closing business sale will save you 50% off all jewelry, including all wedding sets and diamonds. That's right, 50% off their entire inventory of jewelry. 24th Street and Avenue B in Yuma. 24 Karat Jewelers closing business sale means 50% off all jewelry, earrings, pendants, rings, and necklaces. 50% off their entire jewelry inventory. 24th Street and Avenue B. After 43 years, 24 Karat Jewelers says, thank you, Yuma.
Australia, the land down under, home to beautiful beaches, warm weather, and the thunder from down under. The world's premier night out ladies entertainment. Don't miss these hard rock men with chiseled abs live on stage, 6 p.m. and 9 p.m. July 28th, Pippa Event Center. Buy tickets at playqcr.com or at the casino box office. Don't miss all the excitement. Thunder from down under.
Hi, this is Tony Gwynn Jr., excited to be on 560 KBLU for San Diego Padres Baseball. Get the games here and get the complete game schedule at KBLUAM.com.
Padres Baseball on KBLU is brought to you in part by Paradise Casino Sportsbook. There's nowhere better to place your bets than Paradise Casino Sportsbook. So much, so close.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the Executive Director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce. And as always, at the bottom of the hour, I do have a few chamber announcements I want to make. First of all, everybody kind of knows we've been mentioning that we are not having any events in the month of July, but we do have a lot of other things going on. And if you don't already get it, please sign up for our Chamber Happenings newsletter. That is how we keep everybody informed. It comes out every Tuesday. So I pulled up this week's Chamber Happenings newsletter to give myself a reminder of everything that's going on with the Chamber, because even though I'm the Executive Director, we have so much going on usually that I'll miss something. So first of all, in Chamber Happenings, one of the things I want to let our member businesses know is that we are going to start doing online referral tracking. What's been happening in the past is people call the chamber, people walk into the chamber, they'll send us an email. And a perfect example is, say, I'm moving to Yuma and I'm looking for a mortgage company. And we then, of course, send them a link, links to or contact information for the mortgage companies that are members of the chamber. And we weren't really tracking that before. We just kind of handled it and went on with our day. Well, now we are going to be putting that into our membership system so that Edgar, who is in the studio this morning, can actually go into his member profile on the chamber website and say, oh, they actually referred somebody to me this morning, and this is who they are or what information we get from the person who we're referring. We don't always get a lot of information. A lot of times the people that walk in and call in are a little bit hesitant. They want the information, but they don't want to give us information. But rest assured, we are giving them the contact information for our members. But companies will now be able to track that right on our website. They'll actually see if it was a walk-in or a phone call or an email and when that referral happened, so they can see how we're doing. Because we probably do referrals 2 or 3 times a day at least. And that's just those types of referrals. That's not even visits to our website, which can also be tracked on our website so that people can see why to belong to the chamber, basically. That's one of the big things we do is refer people out. Another thing that we're doing is we are changing our dues billing. Not always. If you still want to pay annually and send us a check or put your credit card in annually, you can. But we're going to switch to a monthly dues billing option starting on July 1st. And with that, for small businesses with under 10 employees, that's going to make our dues less than $25 a month. So trying to make it very affordable for everybody. Prices are going up everywhere. So trying to make it as painless as possible so that everybody that wants to stay a member of the chamber can be a member of the chamber. And then even though we're having no months in July, we are, of course, having other events. Tonight we're having a member mixer at AEA Federal Credit Union, and tickets are available at the door. They're $10 at the door. So it's at 5:30 at the AEA Federal Credit Union on First Avenue, so their main branch. And then we're going to pick back up in August with events. August 11th, we're going to have Good Morning Yuma. Goodness, what happened there? Good Morning Yuma. Our program is going to be the Better Business Bureau, and they're going to be talking about scams and different ways that they protect consumers. Our member mixer on August 24th is at Emerald Springs Senior Living. And they were in here a couple of months ago, and the more I heard about them, the more I decided I want to go to their mixers. They have a lot of fun at those. September 8th is our next Good Morning Yuma, and that is going to be when we are presenting our Athena International Award. Thank you to everybody who submitted a nominee. We ended up with 12 nominees, and all of them are absolutely amazing candidates. The committee that chooses the winner is certainly going to have their work cut out for them. And then just to kind of give everybody a heads up so that it's on your calendar in advance, October 28th and 29th are our Mega Mixer and Expo at the Yuma Civic Center. So make plans to, if you're a business, have a booth space there. If you're a consumer, make plans to come. Being Halloween weekend, we are going to have some fun stuff going on. We're going to have trick-or-treating for kids, and we're discussing the possible costume contests, and just have a fun Halloween-themed weekend for all the businesses and consumers to get together. Find out what type of businesses we have out there, and maybe you'll find somewhere new to shop or somebody that might have a service that would really be come in handy this fall. So be sure to check that out again. It's the weekend before Halloween, October 28th and 29th at the Yuma Civic Center. And so with that, we are going to get back to the show. And so Russ, of course, is still with us. And good morning, Russ.
Good morning.
Good morning. And then we have Edgar Gaudibai with Gaudibai Financial, a mortgage brokerage. Good morning, Edgar.
Good morning.
Good morning. And so we've kind of been talking about, so it kind of sounds to me like don't rule yourself out for a mortgage.
No. The first thing I tell clients is if you're thinking about buying a house, go to a mortgage company. There, mm-hmm. It's in their best interest to help you. And you will, even if you have like a year lease or whatever, you don't want to be stuck last minute with like, hey, I need to get pre-qual today, and then My lease expires in a month, and we're like, okay, we're kind of too late, you know, at this point. If there's something comes up, right?
Right.
So we always mention like, hey, there's a roadmap to home ownership, and you know, there's a system in place that you want to follow. And if you, whenever you think about it, just even think about it, hey, go get a credit pull. It's free. And look at, they'll tell you, hey, you qualify for this much. Obviously, the, you know, rates change daily. So
right, of course.
You'll have, if you decide to wait 6 months, then, you know, it's all about the follow-up, right? That's when we come in, like, hey, you know, are you still interested? And again, like, we don't try to be as, we're just not pushy. You know, whenever you're ready, and it is what it is. But we also, you know, tell you what you need to do to get ready. Like, we have credit simulators that, hey, if something's very basic, to get your credit score up, or if, hey, you've only been at this job for 2 weeks, like, hey, we need you. Just give you a roadmap to home ownership.
I was going to ask about that. So let's say I walk in and I don't qualify. You know, something, you know.
Don't come back. we don't want you.
I'm like, so, you know, walk in, don't qualify. Will you kind of... is that something you help with?
Yes, of course. So can I tell you a story about a recent...
Please do.
Okay. So we recently had our San Luis opening, right?
Right, you of guys, course.
We were on...
and it's a beautiful office.
Thank you. That's my wife's doing, by the way. And Ines, she's a... We actually have an interior designer in the
house. Somebody's got to do some work here in here.
Yeah. there we go.
Well, we have consulting available. So all right. I'm just kidding. Yeah. So anyway, we did the article. And we got a call from someone. Hey, I saw your article on the Yuma Sun, your mortgage company. And they're like, well, I have really bad credit. And I'm like, well, you know what? Just come on down. They came in down. We sat with this lovely lady. She and her husband don't have the best credit scores.
Things happen in
life. Things happen, right? Most of the time, it's medical.
People are more than their credit scores, so that's okay.
So, long story short, I gave her a roadmap. It's she came in. She actually, if she does what she needs to do, is in 30 days she's gonna come back. And we're going to be...
In 30 days, yes, that quick. Wow.
All she needed to do was get a credit card.
Oh.
That's it. A secured credit card. We actually sent them to where the mixer is going to be tonight. So
okay.
We look at that, you know, at local as well. So right. We sent her, hey, like, go there. They'll get you a secure credit card. And, like, it's up to you at that point. Right.
Okay.
So we follow up, and she almost cried.
Wow.
She's like, I've been living at my in-laws for the last time, the longest time, and this is what's going on, and
yuck.
So I think you know, that'll boost her credit score. We'll pull again. If that's the case, she's good to go for like up to $300,000.
Wow.
So hopefully, I'm tracking obviously that story as well, because it happens more than normal to us. It's become a norm, to be honest. Like, where people come in, they don't think they qualify. Next thing you know, you're out shopping for a home.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. That's,
and I can see crying, because I can see if you really thought it was out of reach, and suddenly somebody shows you that, wait, if you just do these couple of things, it's within reach.
Yep.
You know, and not things that are out of their control. You know, life does happen.
Yeah.
And I think we've really learned that over the last couple of years.
Yes.
So as a mom of an 18-year-old, okay, what do you recommend to people? I mean, because he had no credit. And so we're working with him right now to build a credit history, which is not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
Really?
Gone are the days. When I was in college, I have to tell you, it seemed like daily I was getting credit card offers.
Well, of course.
He's not.
Why?
Because no credit is still
is it
very
like
difficult.
That now? I mean... Usually the credit cards, they didn't care.
Yeah, but it's not that way anymore. I'm kind of learning. So what do you recommend to somebody with no credit to build their credit?
So one of the biggest things as a mom, what I would do is add him to one of your credit cards that has the highest, the longest term, and that is being paid off. You know, by adding them as an authorized user, he will get that credit history automatically. So
I didn't realize it went on theirs too. That's awesome.
Yeah, it did. It does now negatively and positively. So you want to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. So, exactly.
One of the other thing, easiest things to do is get a secured credit card. You know, you take right. $300-$200 of your own money, and they mm-hmm. lend it back to you when you get promoted. I really don't know how the back end of it works, but right. you know, we tell them get a secured credit card. That's one of the best things.
We were able to get him an unsecured credit card.
Oh, perfect.
We actually were because there are a few out there. You have to know where to look.
Yeah,
we were. So do you recommend, is it better to have a balance on it, not to have a balance on it?
I would say drop, what I see on the credit models that we see, that we have, is most of the time it's paying it down to like $5-$10, leaving like $5-$10.
Okay.
That way it's like, you know, the system knows, hey, you can pay it off, but then you also, we want to owe something, right? Like
right.
That's what this credit model systems on
because I was curious because people told us don't pay it off because we've been paying it off every month.
Yeah,
because
leave a little bit of a balance.
So,
I mean,
okay.
I mean, I'm talking minimal,
like below the minimum payment.
Yeah, yeah.
Got
so
it.
So that, and then the worst thing I'll tell you what not to do is get a car. That's what most people
okay.
do. Is I'm gonna go to the dealership to get my credit. It's like wait a minute.
Why? Yeah, why? Too much.
Yeah. So think about this, right? You have cars are pretty expensive nowadays, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, very.
You have $3,000. Say someone, the average, you know, person makes $3,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You take 50% of that, $1,500, right? For payments, including mortgage, right? You have a car payment of $500. That leaves you with $1,000 left of debt to qualify for a home. You cannot find,
yeah,
in this market,
right?
Can't find anything. But at $1,500, you know, you're more than likely, you know, going to get a house in the 200s, which is where it's at. So that's why it affects your debt to income. And now the other thing is, a lot of people are like, hey, I'm going to co-sign for so-and-so on their car. That actually affects you as well.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that affects you as well. So when you make, you know, co-signing for people, that's your debt and we can't exclude it. So if you co-sign for three people, those are your debts, unless they've made payments the last 12 months consecutively on time.
Okay, so
and
then
you have to prove that,
right,
in order to eliminate from your debts.
Okay, well, with that, we have to take another break. You're listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
We're talking today with Plan Z dieter Mary.
I had added 20 pounds to what I'd lost from gastric bypass, and I wanted to get that off, and I wanted something fast because I need fast results or you lose interest. I looked at a lot of different diets, trying Weight Watchers, Nutrisystems, and I decided I need to find out how to stop this.
Mary's not alone. She wanted to stop the yo-yo dieting. It's obvious she tried a lot of things, including gastric bypass surgery, and she still needed help.
And so I tried Plan Z and lost 29 pounds, had great results. The best thing was, after the first 10 days on the diet, I felt wonderful, but I had lost 4 inches of belly fat around my middle.
You want to lose the belly fat? You want to learn how to get weight off quickly and keep it off? Check out PlanZDiet.com. PlanZDiet.com.
What's the best audio service you never have to pay for? Local Arizona Radio. No subscriptions, no user passwords, no internet required. Just hours of great music, local Arizona news, sports, and more. Up and down your AM/FM dial. Listen in your car, on your smartphone, or your smart speaker. When you plug into local radio, you get great free programming and you support your community. Find your favorite Arizona stations today at plugintoaz.com.
Would you look at the time? It's tax time. You already know H&R Block does taxes, but here's what you may not know when you file with H&R Block, like how you can get expert help in person or virtually. Plus, our tax pros average 10 years of experience. You can even request to work with the same tax pro every year, and your biggest possible refund is always guaranteed. No one offers more ways to help with your taxes than H&R Block. At H&R Block, help is here.
Get up every morning from the long clocks, 1 and take the 8:15 into the city.
And we are back with Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU. I'm Kimberly Kale, the executive director of the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, and of course we have Ross Clark. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
Good morning. And this morning we've been talking with Edgar Gaudibai with Gaudibai Financial. Good morning, Edgar.
Good morning. Pleasure.
Good morning. So we've talked credit. What about down payment?
Oh yeah, let's talk down payment.
Let's talk down payment.
Okay. So we'll go through the four loans that traditional loans that we've talking about, right? So the FHA loan that requires, you know, their lower credit scores are okay, requires a 3.5%. So on a loan of $200,000, that's $7,000. Okay. That's your traditional 3.5. They includes a funding fee of, I think, 0.875 that goes to the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a VA, which the VA loan is, I love VA loans. They you know, obviously, you know, they
have an I love you loan.
I know.
They're the best loans. Zero down for home ownership for, mm-hmm. you know, people that deserve it, you know, been fighting for our country. So zero, their rates are amazing. They let them go a little higher in their payment if they need to. So, and their rates are super like competitive. They're lowest. They're the lowest, I think. That,
okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's zero down. Okay. There are closing costs, but we'll go into closing costs.
I was
going to
ask about that after, because I was going to let you go through there first. Yeah.
So down payment, zero down.
Okay.
The other loan, which is your USDA loan as well, which is, for again, for homes in the rural areas like San Luis, Somerton, Welton, Gazan. They're again, zero down, but there are closing costs. Okay. The other loan is, this is a tricky one. People think it's the conventional loan that they require 20% down. You don't. A conventional loan has different tiers of if it's an investment loan, investment that you're not going to live in the house,
right?
20% down.
Okay.
If you are a first time home buyer, meaning you have not owned a house in the last 3 years, it's 3% down.
Okay, so just like FHA.
Yeah, lower
than FHA.
Lower than FHA.
Wow, I remember that when that wasn't the case.
Yep. If you've already owned a property, or you're you know, upgrading to a different property, mm-hmm. your minimum down payment is 5%.
Okay.
And then the second home, I haven't done a second home in a loan in a while, but I believe they were as well I think like 10% down.
Okay.
So second home meaning 60 miles away from your residence or more. So you can own a house in Phoenix and, you know, a house here as well, or California, wherever it is. You can have two residences, and your minimum down, it's minimal, the down payment. Now, with a mortgage, obviously, there's closing costs.
Right.
And I will tell you, Gaudibai Financial does not have closing costs. It's just, yeah, everyone's like, well, what? How, right? Right? So being a broker, we are in a preset agreement on the compensation with our banks. So we're set straight across the same with all of our banks, meaning whatever rate you decide to buy down as a discount point does not affect my commission, right? It's driven by loan amount. So that's how we get paid. So if you want to buy down, we offer you par pricing,
mm-hmm.
Which means this is a no cost loan. We can go down if you want to buy the rate down, and obviously we'll explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say for example, right now the rate, par rate is a 5%, right?
Okay.
If you want, say the 4.875 costs you $1,000, then if you want to pay that, you can do that. So in our loans, our only costs are title and escrow and prepaids, which are roughly between, and an appraisal, which are roughly between $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay.
That's it. So
does it matter on the type of loan? I mean, because so FHA closing costs are probably going to be similar to a conventional, similar to a VA, similar to...
Yeah, because it's title and escrow fee. There are the funding fees, which in an FHA has that funding fee. That's rolled into the loan.
Okay.
The VA has a funding fee depending on if you're disabled, there's no funding fee. Depending how many times you've used a VA loan, there's, you know, the percentage changes, but that's added to the loan. USDA has a funding fee as well. That's added to the loan. Conventional, there is no funding fee.
Okay.
So we can do that. Now, on the contrary, if say the client doesn't only has their down payment, the beauty of the broker world is we can pay their closing costs. So they can take a higher rate and we'll credit them a certain amount. So obviously you have to look at the rate sheet.
Right.
But what I found is, you know, taking average loan amounts here in Yuma is by taking like an eighth of a percent to a quarter percent higher. Yes, it's going to be $60, $70 more a month. but I can pay your closing costs with that. So it's a lender credit of $3,000 to $4,000. So, and if there's any money left over, that goes to your principal reduction. So I can't touch that money. Retail, okay. There's money left over. Guess what? This fee changes and here and there, and they'll do that. So with us, we don't do any of that. Any if it's $10 left over, it goes to a principal reduction, because that money, that credit is the borrower's. It's not mine, and I can't change, you know, my compensation plan on the fly.
Got it. Okay.
So that's kind of the way. Now we do have closing costs on other types of loans, so non-qualified mortgages. So, and this is this, you're gonna cringe on this. These are the ninja loans from back in the day, right? Like the bank statement ninja loans. No income, no job.
Right.
So there's loans that our investors are using for where we take, you know, there's more criteria, but we take the last 12 months of your bank statements from your business. So more for business owners. You know, you play around with your taxes or whatever you're doing, but basically we take the last 12 months of business deposits, well, mm-hmm. and then we take a percentage of, like, I think it's 50%, or if 50% of the deposits, and that's your income.
But because business owners aren't necessarily collecting a paycheck.
Exactly. So,
but they have income.
Yep. So we have those type of loans. We have loans for investors that are higher risk. You know, they're interest only hard money loans that we talk about. Hard money loans for like fix and flips, where homes that don't have a roof or whatever it is, like people are flipping it, right? Mm-hmm. So they're short term. So we have those types of loans as well. And then our newest thing is a commercial loan. So we've little by little been going into that.
How hard is it to get licensed and to do what you do? I mean, it's a complex business for yes. from your end.
Yeah. So experience wise, we need a couple years of experience. And then the banks that, so we can get a license. That's not the issue. The issue,
well,
is
license, not easy. I mean, that's a test in itself for regulatory.
That's a test. Yeah, that's a test in itself. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
It's, you know, to me, that's
long. You're a young man. Don't give me that crap. You know, a long time graduating.
I know.
High
I love
school.
When he said he graduated high. I'm like, no, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I've been doing it a long time. My whole life.
Fresh. Yeah, I've been doing it my whole life. Yeah. The biggest portion of that is obviously the testing part. That's a tough test. I mean,
it is.
The other side is the banks need to approve us, and we need to have a certain net worth.
And that comes from years in business. I mean, you can't just open up a shingle and have every bank say, "Hey, oh, great, I'm glad you're here."
I was denied when I first started. I was denied by, I think, one to two banks,
and that's even having experience in a business. You didn't just put up a shingle; you had experience, yep. and then went out on your own.
Yep, correct.
But even that, the banks wouldn't take your experience totally.
No, you need to. So when I first started, it was, you know, the COVID,
right.
was going on, and they were just too busy with, you know, bigger banks. Now
you
I have
more
them,
things to do than you. Ain't worried about
yeah,
it.
For sure. Now I have them knocking on my, you know, on my door, and I'm like, I'll fill it out when I get to it, right? But, but no, it's just the options, you know. Like that's the beauty of the broker, that you hear that this bank might be able to do the transaction, and you know, you do it. Now, recently in our ventures into commercial lending, what I found is the 30-year mortgage in the commercial is not, it doesn't exist. And I found one of our banks that does that. So I've been talking to a lot of business owners. They're like, wait a minute, you have a 30-year fixed commercial loan? Yep, we do. So because it allows you to cash flow better.
Yeah, that's not real common. And now that business loan, that would be for...
Any type of business. And
no, but I mean, not just necessarily for just the property, or is it?
It's a property,
just
yeah.
a property.
Property.
So somebody buying a business property. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, business property, hotels, retail.
What kind of rent rates are going for property right now for business property?
So business property, I'm seeing between a 6.5 to 8.
And fixed?
Yep, fixed.
Okay. Yeah. That's not bad.
Yeah, no, considering what we're seeing on the other side of things.
Right.
Yeah. And it's all demand. You know, the demand isn't there anymore, so I'm sure they're being more competitive on it.
And there's enough unrest out there. There's a lot of people looking around wondering what's going to happen next, and it makes people a little timid to jump into things.
Yep.
I don't care. I've already been bruised, I can tell. But it's the marketplace is jumpy.
Yep.
We don't know what we're doing next. I mean, and the numbers are not good, the economy. But it doesn't mean it's not a good time to buy a house. I mean, buying a house and getting stable can be very, very positive, even in these times. In fact, it may be best in these times to have stability, because you're going to have to live somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt whether you're paying your mortgage or someone else's, you're paying somebody's.
Yeah,
because you've got a roof over your head. There's some cash exchanged.
Yep, there is. Either you pay your mortgage or someone else's.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
You have 1 minute.
Okay, well, Edgar, how do people reach you?
We have a couple offices. My main contact is our office here in Yuma. It's 4th Avenue and 16th Street next to the coffee shop that's there.
Yep.
And my phone number is 928-261-9095.
Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it. You've been listening to Chamber Chatter on 560 KBLU.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU Eldorado Broadcasters LLC nor its affiliates nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News KBLU, Yuma.